for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaverman's hockey team travels to Mankato this week, joined by senior center Eric Martin. Marty, last Saturday night was as goofy of a game as I've ever seen. What was the emotions like when you guys finally scored that first one, and then two, three, four, five, and six?
I mean, the first one was kind of just a little bit of a good momentum boost for us. I mean, it's 4-0. We get one. It's like, okay, maybe there's a chance. And then a minute later, we get another one. And then it seems like all the momentum's in our favor. And then right before the end of the second, we get a third one. And then just in the locker room after that, I mean, we're just like, we all knew that we had a chance to come back. And we had all the momentum. And I'm sure in their locker room, they were stressing out a little bit. So, and then we get the fourth one to start the third. And then, yeah, and then Polkamp gets that fifth one to win it with 3 minutes left. It was just, it was insane. I don't even know.
One would assume that you guys can use that as some momentum here into this week and the rest of the season, but you never know. But have you ever been a part of a team that had a crazy game like that, and has it been beneficial for the long term?
Honestly, in my entire life, I don't think I've ever been a part of a 4-0 comeback, but it's definitely something that we can build on, and just that momentum we can bring into it this weekend. And just like I was saying, you know, we can't be starting games on 4-0, but you know, if we bring that same energy from starting 0-0, I like our chances.
I want to go back to last year. I thought you had a great start to last season. You got hurt. You got a skate cut in your leg, a pretty serious cut. Rehab for that, I'm sure, was rough. About, 3-4 weeks ago, Alex Johnson dies because he got cut. What was your first thought when you heard about him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already, like, kind of a little, like, queasy around skates. I don't really love them that much anymore. And then when I see something like that, it's just, like, so sad. And I feel like there's got to be some done with, like, the equipment or just, like, Kevlar material and, like, the Under Armour and stuff like that. I know that's a big thing in, like, socks and shirts, but I think that should be implemented everywhere, and just, like, those cut-resistant kind of things, because you don't even notice it happens in an instant, and next thing you know, it's just... Yeah, I definitely hate skates. I can tell you that for sure.
What was your rehab like last year?
Oh, it was 6 weeks in the brace, and then, or 6 weeks on crutches, and then another 2 weeks in the brace, and then for the next 5 to 6 months, it was just no skating, just like going to physio, and then just like 4 or 5 times a week, just doing my rehab stuff, and I don't know, like relearning how to walk, run. And then just like starting by like even squatting like 10 pounds was like felt like a lot for me. And then, yeah, I finally got to start skating again, like start of July, I think. So it was like a good 6 months. So I wasn't on the ice and wasn't really able to train or anything. But no, I had a good summer from July, August, September. I felt like I made a lot of good strides. And yeah, just the last like month, I'd say I'm really starting to feel back to normal and not really even thinking about it anymore. And I feel like my strength in both legs are back. So it's good.
When you are playing well like you were last year and then you get hurt, obviously it's a bummer internally, but you knew your team needed you a little bit last year too. Psychologically, what was that like?
I mean, I hadn't really dealt with an injury like that before in my entire life, so it was a tough first couple of weeks for sure. And just like watching the game from the stands, it's just like I'm so into it up there. It's like I just want to be on the ice and watching, and I'm like sweating up there watching the games. Like, I don't know, it's tough, but eventually you kind of come to terms with it and just realize there's not much I can really do except just have a positive attitude and try to come back stronger. But no, it was definitely a tough time for me.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you, Schulte.